What's up, world? Blessings, 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 world. Episode 5. Shaman. What did I say my name was? Twan or Reggie?
Yeah, Twan, bro.
Twan. We're going to stick with Twan. Twan. Twan.
You know what I'm saying? Reese.
And beat the heat.
No, Reese, bro.
Reese. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
What's up, though? How we doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Doing all right?
Yeah, man. Feeling good. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Shit, just trying to get spring to pull up, man.
Man, kind of doing the double dutch.
Can't find her ass for nothing.
It, like, it come there, like, oh, be good, then come back. Like, yeah. Hey, what the fuck?
God, in and out.
For
what?
Real, like,
Snow, was that snow last Saturday?
What is that? No, that was a few weeks ago. It's snow, man.
That was two, okay. Still, the snow in April, though, it's crazy.
Man, Juan pulled up on me. I looked like, it's snowing.
Yeah, that was a Sunday that it was snowing.
Yeah,
I thought it was snowing on a Saturday too, though.
Man, that probably another day.
That's fucked up. When you got to say you snowing on a weekend in April. Mm. Well, that's Wisconsin for you, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying, it's good to hear you doing good. Had a new gig and everything. Everything smooth.
Everything smooth, dog. Okay. Yes, it got a couple. But the most part is good though.
How the shorties? How the GDs?
Oh, they great.
Okay. Yeah. The boys, man, they got about 2 weeks left. School about to be out. Summertime.
In the May.
Remember them summers, bro? Shit, that was like the best thing ever. Like getting out of school.
Yeah, it was.
You ain't gotta wake up early.
Yeah.
You gotta do no homework. You gonna live your best life. As a kid, you live your best life.
Then you go to camp, and all the camp was for fun, dog. You know what I'm saying? All they fuckers are fun. You
but
go, do you need to go to camp?
Hell no, we couldn't afford that shit. I was at the crib.
Kind of free for most of the part.
We couldn't even afford free, I'm telling you. We couldn't even afford the lunch to go to. No, I'm just fucking with you though. Hey, but you remember at the last, I don't know if y'all school used to do it, but remember back in the day, the last day of school used to always be the fight?
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get suspended.
Yeah.
So you always knew somebody about to get their ass whooped.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It could be 2 months leading up to the end of the school year. You'd be like, you know what? I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass the last day of school.
Last day of school. Gotcha.
Yeah, remember? Because you can't get suspended. Yeah. But you're going to get suspended over the summer.
Motherfuckers look forward to the last day of school just for that fight.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's supposed to be fighting and shit? They're going to start training and shit like it's about, like it's Pacquiao and Mayweather and shit. Yeah, they're going through negotiations right now. They're getting ready to have a little bout. I'm just saying, bro. That used to be the shit back in the day.
I'll be real. See, we talking about that shit. I'm going to be real.
What?
I'm going to be real. One time in elementary, dog. I'm about to switch schools anyway.
Oh, someone ran you up out of there?
Nah.
He had them hands. You ran you up out of there?
Nigga's a bitch, dog. He was big as hell, though. He was tall, round, big. He told me that shit. I said, like, this girl, like, mom, man.
Bro, would it be? I don't know. What?
I ain't gonna cross no stage. I ain't give a fuck.
That shit ain't, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know how they got, like, a weight class in boxing? Yeah. They need to start having that shit in middle school, too, bro. You know how many big motherfuckers I used to get into with? I was about big ass motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm like, dog, I'm not even in your weight class. Duh. That's like Muhammad Ali trying to fight Sugar Ray Robinson or something.
Anybody my size, man, I've been serving up, but that nigga was huge. Like,
bro, I always had to fight the tall motherfuckers, bro.
Oh, man.
I always had to fight the tall motherfuckers, bro. I ain't gonna lie, dog. I remember, well, eighth grade at Edison, dog. I got to with this one cat. I ain't gonna say his name, though, but, I don't know what it is. When you playing sports and you be hooping, the intensity just go up, man.
You already know.
And you could get angry quick as a bitch. That's a foul. That ain't no motherfucking foul.
That ain't a foul. What the fuck I'm you just, talking about?
Yeah, so it's like that shit could intensify so quickly. So me and Dude end up getting into it. And bro, this motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie, dog. He's just swung off and clocked me, bro. I didn't know he was about that smoke real quick. Like, I think we about to just say a couple words and we about to get back to hooping and shit. Like, check it. You know what I'm saying? But no, dog swung and caught me, bro. Well, he didn't drop me, though. So then the teacher came. The teacher. He came over there and he seen it and he grabbed dude. He grabbed the biggest dude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, cool. But when he grabbed him, I ain't going to lie, bro. I had to go ahead and give me a little sucker punch in, bro. I had to return that favor. If you think about it, you clocked me and I wasn't even prepared, even though we was talking shit. It ain't like I thought we was about to square up. So once dude grabbed him, smacked him, caught him, and then that was it. And then after school, he was like, yo, I'm going to get you out of school. I'm like, damn. So I was with my girl and shit at the time. And my one homeboy was like, man, nah, y'all shouldn't even do that, man. He with his girl, man. Just go ahead and let that slide. But me and dude was into it for the rest of the year. I was on what was it called? Pins and needles, bro. Pins and needles the rest of the year. Man. And he was a walk home just like I was a walk home. So you know it's bound to meet up.
Oh, man, that ain't gonna even remind me of my elementary days, but with me and my cousins, it was just me and him. Versus a whole gang of niggas, dog. A whole gang. So every time we walk home, we either had to run home from these niggas or we had to at least fight one of them.
Yeah.
Like, shit, man. I always, me and them both, we had the mindset, like, all right, we can't take all of these motherfuckers. We're going to take one of them down.
No, you ain't even got to do that much. That's too much.
I still did.
You need to get one and get out.
That we did.
Hey, you said take him down.
No, yeah. I told him to get one good hit.
One hit and hit and gone. Hit and run.
On the real, I'm like, you on the hill. Like, motherfucker, like, me, I always target the motherfucker who talking the most shit. Cause I know he's the softest motherfucker, though. So he's talking the most shit. I'm like, this motherfucker, keep talking. All right. You talking? Boom! Drop him.
You got to, bro. You got to get up out of there, man.
Out of there, dog.
You got to get up out of there, man. I ain't never got jumped in no shit like that. But hey, that was the mind frame that I was always with. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to Ricky Guitar. But that was the beginning. Yeah. Shouts to Ricky Guitar that dropped that magnificent, incredible, talented song, Love Me the Same. And we're gonna explain to y'all why we played that at the beginning of the episode, because it kind of catered towards the topic. But we're gonna say that for a little bit, though. But shout out to Ricky Guitar, my little brother. Hey, we used to go to house parties. We used to always have the mind.
House party with you, dog.
That was in my middle school. I ain't been to house parties in middle school. No, that's
middle school, high, a little bit high school. But no, I said I
didn't want to. I wasn't going to no house party in high school, bro. We was going to what? Chocolate City? Amistad? Yeah. We weren't doing the house parties no more, bro.
I did both.
You was?
Nah. Right there in the
We went to a couple after sets, though. Remember after sets?
Yeah, but we were in bars by then.
Yeah. It clubs. Yeah. After sets is trash, though.
Yeah,
it was always trash to me, bro. Too many dudes. I'm like, I'm cool on that.
On the
females, yes, like, little sprinkles up in there.
Every time they come in, you just look like,
yeah, that's crazy. I don't understand this, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They always say women to men ratio is like 9-1. Where?
Now with the party, that was
where? Where the other 8 at? Because all I be seeing is a bunch of dudes in them type of environments. Where the other women at? Yeah. We're supposed to be outnumbered at. Have you ever been into an establishment where it was like 60 women and like 15 dudes? Have you ever been in a type of environment in your life?
No, I've been.
Because I want to know, these numbers not accurate, bro.
But I've been to some sort of seven with somewhat equal, you know what I'm saying? You never met.
But is the ratio equal? Yeah, they're not saying the ratio is equal. They saying the ratio is like what? 9 to 1 or something like that? No. Where? No. Where is this at?
Actually, dog, a couple times when we had tested, dog, it always felt like I would know nil, 9 to 1.
You know? I'm just saying where every dude in there could have about 3 or 4 females. Nah. Have you ever been in a setting like that?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Nah. Where is this at?
Cause shit, the way they discriminate on diggers, you think they would be, hey, nah, you can't come in, dog. Hey, let all these girls in. Ah, nah, nigga, you can't come in.
Oh, yeah, dress code. That's how you with the dress code. And I'm cool with that. And when I was younger, I wasn't cool with that. I'm like, man, what? I want to wear this. But, hey, I'm glad we eat these motherfuckers up out of here. Filter these motherfuckers up out of here.
I want to see this.
Yeah. Get these niggas up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, who this nigga? Who the niggas need Tim's? Get him up out of here.
Bring old girl with the high heels up in here with the dress on. Bring them up in here.
Oh, she got a dress on too? Bring her.
Get this motherfucker with the wife beater up out of here. Come on, my man. You got to get up out of here, player.
Nigga, you got jersey? 2019. Get out, bro.
Yeah, get these up out of here. But yeah, what was he talking about? My memory is bad, bro.
No, we about to, at first, we were talking about, we all over the place today.
We all over the place. I think we was in a good little pocket, though.
We was talking about school, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we was off that, though. We was off that already.
Yeah, okay. And now we're talking about, I can't remember.
That's cool. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? But, so let's go ahead and move to the main topic.
Let's go.
This is what everybody is talking about.
The world.
This is what everybody got their own opinion about.
Everybody.
And it comes down to Aisha Curry.
Yeah.
Aisha Curry went on Red Table Talk. And she had an interview with Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
And in that interview, she explained some things about, not some things, but some insecurities that she was having. And she named the reason she was explaining why she was having these insecurities, right?
Yeah.
But let me bring it up real quick.
Yeah, it's crazy because this topic been setting the internet on blaze.
Yeah, it has. I got it right here. Let's let her talk.
Something that really bothers me and like honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like there are all these women like throwing themselves. But me, like the past 10 years, like I don't have any of that. Like I have zero, this sounds weird, but like male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it, and I'm like, is something wrong with
me?
You're not looking. But I'm going to tell you something else, too. When your radar's turned off, because I dealt with that for years, too, like, and I was young, like you.
Yeah,
like
that's
oh, my
not
God.
Fair.
I mean,
because I don't want it, but yeah. It'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking.
But when your radar's dangerous. Turned off, yeah. Right,
you're
that can
beautiful.
Get real
don't
dangerous.
Ever think for one minute that it ain't no some men out there looking at you like I wish.
Right. Honestly.
And I'm going to tell you who knows that more than anybody.
So, that was Aisha Curry on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about that she has insecurities. Because she feel like she doesn't get outside male attention.
Yes.
So attention that's not from her husband.
Yes.
You want me to go first on how I feel about it, or you want to go first?
You go first, though. And I'll come after you.
So, I don't know. I understand where she's coming from. She make a valid point. If you really think about it, she explained it as far as how Steph Curry get all of this attention.
Yep.
You got to think about it. Steph Curry, unanimous MVP, two-time MVP, about to be 4-time champion. Hopefully not. You know what I mean? But, you know, face of the NBA. All the money in the world. Baby, what they call him, baby face assassin. Mm-hmm. He get all this attention. He get all this lustful attention from all of these beautiful women across the world. He can get any woman he wants. Yeah. Right? Any woman. So she sees that, right? And it's a little jealousy in there. Yeah. I think she's jealous of Steph Curry in that manner. Not jealous because that's your husband, but jealous of the attention that he gets.
Yeah.
You got to think about it. He's always getting interviewed at ESPN. He's in the finals every year, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She jealous of his attention. So she wants some attention. And she see how he has groupies. She wants groupies. Because to make her feel like she's beautiful. I don't understand the insecurities about that. Because I feel like just because outside male's not giving you no attention don't mean that you're not beautiful. You see what I'm saying? I look at it as that just shows how much respect that these men have for your husband.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's another thing I think about. If your husband get all the outside women thrown at him, right?
Yeah.
That he getting all the women thrown his way, right? But he still like curved them and want to be with you. Should that already tell you how beautiful you are? Because he curved a lot of beautiful women to be with you. Like he ain't, you know what I'm saying? For what we understand, Steph Curry, a steady dude.
I'm just saying, you got to think about in a relationship. I used to, like, your spouse not going to be the most beautiful woman in the world or the most handsome husband in the world. So just because he curved a lot of beautiful women doesn't mean that she's that much beautiful than them. It just means that he's dedicated to his wife.
Yeah.
He's loyal to his wife.
That should make her feel that much more special.
It should make her feel not special but secure.
Yeah.
It should make her feel that secure.
I don't think the secure is what you're thinking about, bro.
She said insecurities though. She just wanted to feel like she second guessed herself. Cause she said it would be nice to feel like she still has it.
Yeah, but it's more of like
somebody's still looking. I think that's what her words was.
More of a vain comment that she talked about. She wanted to be, you know what I'm saying, it ain't more like her being secure with him. I don't think she had a problem with like, oh, man, he gonna ever step out or nothing, because that ain't what they came across. Her, what she's saying pretty much is she want to feel sassy, dog. You know what I'm saying?
But listen, you don't have to feel insecure about your spouse, though. You could be insecure about just the way you look.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like she's not secure her own. You know what I'm saying?
Because she
wants it to be validated.
Yeah.
She wants the way she look and her looks, her beauty to be validated. And only how she feel like it could be validated is if she get male attention from outside.
But
that's the opposite. Because if, listen, real quick.
Okay, go ahead,
bro. Real quick. This is a known fact about men and women, right? Mm-hmm. A known fact about men and women is that let's talk about women. Women usually tend to date up, mm-hmm. right? Whatever standing that they are at, they tend more than likely, maybe 85 to 90%, they date up.
Yeah, they do.
Right? But men, they tend to date up and down, side to side, roll it around. They date anything.
That's true.
So, for her to be trying to validate her looks upon outside male attention, that doesn't make any sense, because a man gonna go after any woman that they could get.
That's true.
Any woman that they could get. So, just because you get attention from this motherfucker outside of your marriage, that don't mean that you you still got it. That means that... I'm not saying that she's a bad looking woman, but you can't just that can't be the criteria. Is that just because somebody you getting male attention from outside?
Her
criteria, I think that's fucked up.
Yeah, but my whole thing, what I was trying to say though,
I think she just misinformed on that, and she said herself, subconsciously she said it. She said, I know it sounds weird. That shit consciously, you know that shit sound weird.
Yeah, but like you gonna say, what I'm looking at it though, you gonna say, all right. you know what I'm saying? Maybe I always look at it like a male, we make our female feel insecure. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit, a lot of the time, right?
Which
I
know we make them feel insecure.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you hear all the girls coming at him, talking to him, and all this other, try to get a picture with him and try to be with him. Probably try
she
to be
jealous
with
of his fame.
Yeah, but he is famous. That's, you know what I'm saying?
She's famous.
And she capitalizes on his fame. We gonna say a lot of the shit.
Nah, she could cook though. She got her own.
Yeah, but like you know, say, like, you're think the boost, you know, Steph Curry wife boost don't help her chef.
It's not. It's not like Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. It's not like that.
Like ain't like she was like oh she was the baddest chef before him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't saying that she a bad cook. That ain't what I'm saying.
I feel you.
But like what I'm saying, like if this dude gets all the attention and all this shit, though, but he still want to come home to you, this still your husband who get all the attention. And he still comes to you. You ain't gonna. You still don't feel sassy though. Could this dude feel like still come home?
But listen, that's another thing. I'm not criticizing her. I'm just looking at the validity of what she's saying. I don't understand how she could justify her being beautiful just because of other men. She want attention from other men. Bro, doesn't mean listen. You seen this all the time, right? We see this. Look on Instagram. It could be. I'm not saying she's bad, so I don't want them to portray that. But men would see a chick with a big ass. Mm-hmm. Her face could be like a gargoyle.
Yeah.
They still gonna give her attention. So that shouldn't be the criteria. Just because you get attention from them, that means you're beautiful. Just means men just get at anything. They don't have no standards.
They don't.
And we need to bring that back, bro. Men need to start getting some standards, bro.
But like the ass, you don't even have to have an ass. I see dudes tell girls they're beautiful, dude, flat out ugly, nobody, nothing.
But hold on, we're not, because that could be harsh too. We're not saying it's everybody's beautiful in their own way, but you go just keep it funky.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that because I feel like you said what people ugly.
People don't like real.
Let's keep it political correct, bro. Because that could be a little harsh. Because you know what? Because unattractive. Let's do that or hard on the eyes. Is that me? That's kind of bad too. Look hard on the eyes. Listen,
not good to look at. Not good to look at.
Yeah. So we're not gonna say because every human is beautiful because you know, man, you made it. You blessed. You made it.
Life beautiful. But
and that's nothing that you can control, right? And I feel talking. In my opinion, bro,
that's
I feel
true.
Like
that's true. Listen, you can't control that.
Listen, and I feel like every person. Every man, every woman, I feel like every woman could be beautiful. Is beautiful. I feel like with the right,
I get you that.
With the right style, the right outfit, clean up real good. You know what I'm saying? I feel like every woman is beautiful.
But I ain't gonna say the one thing about females though. I give them this. Males, we had cheat codes.
What you mean?
Females don't have the cheat codes that we have, dog. Like, you know, it's other thing that make us attractive, though. Looks not only the thing that make us attractive, like, our ambitions.
But women is bitch. I feel like it's a lot of women that got more ambition than dudes.
Yeah. But sometimes, it was a lot of dudes that's a turnoff, bro.
Huh?
It's a lot of dudes that's a turnoff. You might find it sexy, right?
What?
Ambition in a female?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I do too. But, like, you know, since
man, some I don't dudes, want, I, listen. I don't listen.
Me either.
I'm about growth, right?
Me too.
I'm about adjusting with the times.
But
I don't believe in that old in the back 50s, the wife stay at home, cook, take care of the kids. I don't believe in that shit.
Still some dudes that feel
listen,
like
I'm out here trying to get it. I want my special lady to come out here in this world. I want her to lace up her boots. I want her to get it with me. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do this together. Cause I feel like we equal.
I do too.
I feel like we equal. And sometimes, in some cases, I feel like women are better.
I feel like men better in some cases too. But like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I feel like we all got, you know what I'm saying? Who, you know what I'm saying? We
better at this. Yeah, I feel like we all bring something to the table. You know what I'm saying? It's a equally. Group. We equally bring something to the table.
It's a group effort, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how I feel with my wife, I feel like we the perfect yin yang and everything. Like, everything I'm bad at, she good at. Everything she bad at, I'm great at. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, though? What? And you know what? In that situation, what you good at, mm-hmm. and if she's bad at it, you could kind of bring her up to par.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, some of what you got could rub off on her and bring her up to par and make her good at it and vice versa. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's another thing about it, too. About learning. So, like, back to the situation.
Yeah, let me go back to the situation.
With Curry, how would you feel if you were Steph Curry, bro? All
right.
I'm just saying, be real. He a good dude. He a nice dude. He ain't gonna come out and say nothing. But would you?
But like,
would you feel some type of way?
This not even her first time putting him in this situation, but all right, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, you know what I'm saying? I understand.
How do that? That's something he can't control. Like, that's something that's how his wife feel. She wants outside male attention.
No, but it's desire. You know, it's the feel desire. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know what
or
I'm saying?
Or turn heads.
But like, all right, remember that one Martin episode, right?
I already know what you're talking about. Yeah, I just seen it. When Gina came, remember when Mr. Bojangles had old girl Kenya from the little Housewives of Atlanta show? Remember? And Martin was like, you can miss me with all the assy. I like my women classy. What episode are you talking about?
I don't think you think about the same episode I was talking about.
When Martin was in the living room with his guys watching the game and Gina came in with the black shit on, with the black tight, skin tight. What you talking about? What was I know every Martin episode, but
I ain't saying
you ain't gonna outdo me in no Martin, bro.
I ain't saying I'll do you, bro. You the one before I even say a word, like, I know what episode you're talking about.
I'm just saying I'm a veteran when it comes to this Martin.
Both is. But like,
I'm keen.
But like, all right, remember the episode where they were in the gym?
Yeah, he's in the ring.
He's in the ring. He's in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, still got it. That's what she's going through right now. She just want to know if she still got it.
She got it. Every woman
but she
got it.
Know.
We just said men ain't got no motherfucking.
But like, hey, it actually means more to Martin.
I'm not saying ain't no women out here. I ain't saying Aisha Curry or no woman out here is bad looking or nothing. But listen, bro, I'm saying a gargoyle in a tight dress with a fat ass, a dude gonna give it some attention.
Don't get this Me Too movement, all this shit, fuck up, dog. It's you gonna say like this woman, what do you call that shit? This slut walking, all that shit. You gonna say, yeah, I understand what they're saying, but like, it's a reason why they come out dressing like that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason. They want attention. They want attention.
Nah, maybe they just want to feel sexy, though.
Sexy for who? Theyself?
Yeah. No, I'm just, no, dead ass shit. I'm going to keep it real with you, bro.
You listen, think people just want
bro,
to be sexy
bro, listen,
for
bro. I used to weigh 235 pounds, bro.
Okay.
You remember that? I was up to 235 pounds, bro.
They like to me, but
like, but I'm 5'11" though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But go ahead.
So
you said like I'm that much taller.
Yeah, you're right. I am taller. Yeah.
Nigga, what inch?
I got you.
I don't even know what happened.
I got you. And you got the T-Rex arms. Like I'm on reach. I'm Giannis compared to you.
You're not Giannis.
But no. But look, I shredded that weight, bro, and I was involved, and I wasn't doing that for my lady. I was doing that for me, bro. Like, I wanted to get back to myself, bro. I wanted to be at my highest potential. You see what I'm saying? I could have stayed. You want to do that shit for yourself. So I understand what you're saying. But she's not fat. She's not. She got a nice, you know what I mean? I don't want to be talking about nobody's wife like that, though, but She's a beautiful woman.
She is. But like, she's the same. But she is the same.
Why does she need the criteria of outside male attention to validate that, though? Because that's what I don't get.
Desire is a crazy thing. Female, you gonna say
is it likes on Instagram or something she not getting? Is it, ain't nobody ain't nobody in the DMs or something? And that's not saying that you're not desirable. That's just saying that how much respect that they have for Steph Curry, bro.
Thing. That's the only thing it really is. Motherfucker know how much, and you're like, alright.
I was talking
to the wife and shit, right? And you know what I'm saying? We talking about this shit, right? And then she tried to bring up the most beautiful, famous motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, who dated an NBA star. She brought a Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
I like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, alright, you know what I'm saying? You don't think motherfucker, Dwayne, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she, Dwayne, like, that's Gabrielle. She always had that attention. She always had that shit. She can continue to have
but
that.
But she just as recently got married, though, bro.
Yeah.
You got to think about it. People grew up fantasizing about Gabrielle Union, bro.
But anybody checking for Savannah? You know who Savannah is?
Of course, LeBron's wife?
Yeah. Anybody checking for her?
She ain't out there like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody. And she's a married woman, bro.
Exactly.
Listen. Some men don't. It's still some slum bags out there.
Nobody fucking with Savannah. Nobody think about Savannah.
So it's just you saying the point is just married.
You know what I'm saying? Like
if she was on the market. She get plenty shots.
But you're
not on the market.
She married to a famous person.
So now you're making it seem. See, now it seems like she wants to be married, but she want to get the attention of a single woman.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, bro.
Yes, you
real
do.
Talk. A single woman gets way more attention. Listen, you could be happily married. Steph Curry could be your husband, right? Hold on.
Famously
married, right? To Stephen Curry, right? Right? That attention that Steph give her, he could be giving her attention every day, compliments every day. That attention that he gives her is not going to equate to the amount that she would get if she was single.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the type of attention is going to be different because the attention that you would get from your husband, that's divine love.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's divine order. Like, that's special love, right? That's like once-in-a-lifetime love. That's marriage love.
Yeah.
The attention that you're going to get from just random dudes out here, that's lust. That's lust, bro.
It is.
That's not the same type of love that you would get from your husband. The same type of attention. His attention has love. It has substance. It has content behind it. The attention that she gonna get from just random dudes out here, that's just lust. That's just shit. I want to, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's that type of attention, bro.
Yeah.
So she just I don't know, man. Maybe she need to get some clarification. Maybe she need to talk to Michelle Obama or somebody, man. You know what I mean? Have a conversation and talk about that because, you know what I mean? They've been married 10 years. I can understand how she said she probably felt like what? Steph Curry get all the attention in the world and she wants some attention too. I think it is. Is she jealous of his fame or attention?
I think that hard. I see for anybody, that hard to take. You know what I'm saying? I think that for her, that hard to take. And then, and crazy thing, though, women is, like, I know how they people try to make it seem like male groupies is just worse than female groupies. No, they not.
What you mean?
Like, you hear shit about, like, how male groupies, you know, some people say, oh, shit, about male groupies is way more harsh than female groupies.
Harsh as far as what?
Like, aggressive and, but they basically talk about male on male group, like how male be like, oh yeah, I see you take a picture and all this shit, and then we talk about like, but like, when I really look at female groupie, dog, they way worse, dog.
They be in your room butt ass naked.
Yeah, and no one say that shit.
If a male was to do that to a singer, he'll be in jail.
They chase you.
He'll be facing 5 years.
Yeah. They grab you, chase you.
Yeah, you gotta get away. You know they get away. Yeah. Remember the Kevin Gates situation?
Yeah.
He had to kick over. Girl.
Know what I'm saying? Like when they say about male groupies, I'm like, nah. But I'm a Beyonce groupie.
You a Beyonce groupie?
Man, I love Beyonce, but I'm not gonna grab at her.
Hell no. You're ready to die.
I'm just saying, though. I would never grab at a woman. But, like, a woman?
See, now we're going to another conversation. Because yeah. now you're talking about, like, that's really sexual harassment, bro.
Yeah, they do a
that's
lot of
sexual
that.
Assault.
They do a lot of that.
So you're saying that women could get away with sexual assault and men can't?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, 100%.
That's a fact.
100%.
Like, that's a fact.
That's an argument right now. Like,
look, is you mad at that, though?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't mad at getting sexual assaulted.
Right? That's what I'm get away with.
Unless you vest fuchsia at somebody.
Hey, yo.
Vespucci off of what was that? Hey, Norbit.
Hey, yo, that's the point though. That's the point with women though. They get with their attention. What they talk about? They don't care about. And then somebody they attracted to. They get that attention. Like they're like, oh, they care about the few motherfuckers. They ain't trying to. Ugh, this ugly motherfucker talking to me. Oh, hold on. This if it's okay for us to say males ugly or females, I'm saying attractive for males.
I think all dudes ugly, motherfucker. Huh? I think all dudes ugly.
Oh, whatever.
Except my boys, my two sons.
All right,
they fly and handsome. Because like, so they look like me.
So when females feel like they unattracted to dudes, dog. Now when they got a problem with it, dog.
And that's another thing too, real quick, because side note, real quick.
Yeah.
You see how women could call each other beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
We can't call each other handsome, bro.
I think, hey, it's funny though. I see some males start to try to do that movement though for us to start compliment each other and shit.
I ain't gonna say nothing to you handsome though, bro.
I can't. Yeah.
Now real talk, I would say like, damn, I wouldn't mind having a physique like Michael B. Jordan, Creed. I'm like, damn, if I get that Creed, if I get that motherfucker Creed going out here in these streets, back.
We always got to do something like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, dog? If I work out like that, man, yeah, man, I can have that. You know what I'm saying? We can't never say like, man, dog, dude got a nice butt. No, it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
It feel weird. It was stressful for me to say that shit.
Yeah. It's harder, get that out. Like, yeah, man, damn, I wish I had dog arms and shit.
Like,
no.
Dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even say he had a nice arm. Like, hey, man. What you curling, dog?
Yeah. When you say that, that's a compliment. That's that male attention.
Yeah.
That's what that male attention. Aisha Curry mode. Yeah. I just feel like she be getting a lot of unnecessary criticism. Like, that's how she feel.
But
this is another thing, too.
I feel like it's necessary because, you know what I'm saying, come up and look at, like, her situation, dog. You is in such a great situation, dog. To even say that shit, dog, is an insult to all the women who not in that type of situation,
I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to read in between these lines, too, though, bro.
Yeah.
Let's just think about it, bro. Right? They've been married how long?
10 years.
10 years, right? Steph been 10 toes down 10 years?
I think he has.
You think he has?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I think he has.
No doubt. I've been 10 toes down.
I think he has.
But his temptation
is extreme.
Is times 1,000.
It's extreme. But I feel
you think
like,
he been 10 toes down for 10 years?
I would actually feel like Steph had.
I don't believe that.
You see Steph?
I'm just saying, look at the comment that she made.
She made out of what she said, like, she's saying like girl desired him. But she didn't. She never even lose. Like, it could be like, oh, bitch, step out on her. I don't think step out.
You know, they not, bro. They not gonna. She not gonna say that. And it's gonna take away from his image, bro. I'm just saying behind closed when a book is written or like, something like that later on down the line.
But like, it took away. But what she said about that, it took away from her image. It took away because she always had the good girl image, dog. She always like, oh. You gonna say because we ain't mistaken, though. All right, people are saying this shit and don't realize previous shit that Aisha Curry said and got flat for. Remember the shit when she said about like how she not gonna dress all sexually and stuff, and she ain't gonna dress like that because you gonna say she married and all that, and she wanna dress respectful and shit. She sound like a girl who married and happily married. You know what I mean?
Is that how she really feel? Like she don't want to wear that type of stuff, or is that because she feel like she want to be a good wife and she don't want to wear that type of stuff.
But she feel like she's
not gonna be a good wife if she wear that stuff, or does she really just feel like she don't want to wear it? That's not her style. Is that not your style, or you just feel like good wives don't wear that type of stuff? What is it?
It sounds like, I don't remember the exact quote.
But now that I'm looking at this, it sounds like she just feel like a good wife don't supposed to be wearing that type of stuff. But that's, if she had a choice, that she would wear some shit like that too.
All right, another thing, let me cut to this, right? Because now you say that shit, because you said the good wife and all that stuff. All right, now I was talking with me and Amber talking about the situation. And now you saying that, it's really went to my mind about when she brought up Gabrielle Union, and she brought up, you know, something like a Kim, like somebody who was known for dressing like that before, you know what I'm saying, they were married and said, and how that is that image, right?
Yeah.
And
Gabrielle Union didn't dress like, she dressed classy.
She dressed real classy, but like, let's say she in a two-piece swimsuit and shit. You know?
Man, what she supposed to wear? A blanket to go swimming?
No, I'm saying, I know that, bro. But like, you know what I'm saying? If she do that shit, it set the internet on blame. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, Dwayne had to check the NBA player.
Jimmy Butler.
You remember that shit?
Yeah. But no, what I'm saying
is, it was viral.
What I'm saying is, that's because he cool with Jimmy. He was just on a team with the dude.
Yeah,
but he was just playing with the Bulls. You going to try to... Get off her goddamn page. You got your rabbit ass mind?
Nigga, he probably said, hey, you know we gonna go Instagram, dog. And then, yo, niggas. Maybe the first thing you see, wait a minute. You ain't even searching 1,000. You go Jimmy Butler, right, probably right there on top.
Exactly. Come on, my Jimmy. Man. Hey, yo, my man. What you want?
But I'm saying,
you don't do that. Yeah, that's all. Come on, bro. He know that. Jimmy Butler was a sucker for that.
But like he was. But like I was saying, what I'm saying about that.
And you a sucker because you won tonight too.
Huh?
He a sucker because he won tonight too.
Huh? Oh, they won.
Yeah, they won.
Ah, we can't even get on sports right now. But
yeah, keep going. You got it.
But
so saying that Gabrielle Union was dressing the way that she dressed before D-Wade.
Yeah, before D-Wade. Like you know what I'm saying? Cause you. The point is, like, oh, it's the crazy thing about it, cause she is somewhat of a celebrity wife, dog.
Okay.
And to the truth, you know, she's somewhat of a celebrity wife, and you know, say every like some reason every like it's really why she on Red Table Talk, right?
Why Issa Curry?
Huh?
Issa Curry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause she pretty much a celebrity wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she do her own thing. You know what I'm saying?
I think they had some. I don't know who else was on there, but Jada Pinkett, she asked the question, ladies, how do you feel for... Because Steph's mom was on there. So she was an NBA player wife. So she know how it go, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I really think that's really understandable, though. You know what I'm saying? I understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Seeing your man get all that attention, dog. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it should feel so much empowering if your man get all the attention, he hurt all the motherfuckers.
But let's say
for you.
Yeah. Let's say if the roles
he built you up.
Yeah, that's true. Let's say if the roles was reversed.
Okay.
Let's say that Issa Curry had all that fame.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph was the stay at home dad and he ended up he was a chef.
Kevin.
Yeah. And he complained that he's not getting attention from other women. The backlash for Steph Curry would be
a lot.
Unfathomable, bro.
It's a lot.
It would be ridiculous.
It's a lot. Because we would be killing them.
Yeah, the men would be killing them too.
And the women would be killing them. See, the
women. Women sticking up. They sticking up for
us.
They sticking up for us.
Of course they're going to. See, that's the point. And I, you know,
why they don't stick up when it's time to vote?
I don't know about that, bro.
I'm just saying, Trump won majority of the women.
Yeah, but when it comes,
that's the side point.
Yeah. But like, they stick up for each other, dog. We don't, and I feel like a lot of times we don't stick up for each other, dog. It's because we try to get with women. You know what I'm saying?
So we put on that front.
He fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
But real talk, I just look at it like this, bro. Like I don't know. Like now that I'm grown, bro. Listen, Yeah, you got to do that when you in high school. You got to kind of play that sucker role and just say whatever to make the woman happy.
Yeah.
But when you grown, bro, when you 30, you can have a conversation, an honest conversation with a woman, bro. And if she don't feel like you not agreeing with everything she say, then okay, fuck it, move on then. Because at the end of the day, just look at it like this, bro. Like, Alpha was right, bro.
I even shout out with somebody who said this shit, though. But like, I ain't gonna shout out who said this shit, though. But like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody said, that I listened to, just said, males got to be way more interesting than girls, than women.
What you mean?
All right.
Interesting as just a person?
Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying? You can't sit at a bar and just look, you know what I'm saying, pretty, you know what I'm saying, and get attention. You like, when you go to the girl, you got to have something going for yourself.
Yeah.
You got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to be funny. It got to be something about you. It's, you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to sit back and come up with a way that you're going to be able to approach this girl. You can't sit at nowhere and just like, all right, I'm going to sit here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, some girl will talk to me just because she feel like she's slightly attracted to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she still, cause women like to be chased.
No, they're gonna get chased.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? If we not, so when we chase them, we gotta have something to offer to the next nigga. Don't. So you know what I'm saying? That's what they said. The male, that what dude said, like male gotta be a little bit more interesting than female.
Yeah.
Cause you. Hey, no matter how dull this girl could be, you know what I'm saying? You still gonna continue to talk to her.
That's true.
Exactly.
Because some dudes like a chick that's dull.
They, a lot of dudes too. But like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like I said,
right?
Yeah, they do. But like, to get a girl attention though, you gotta be interesting though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you getting up, then the next nigga ain't getting up.
Okay, but that's where you gotta move to that 9-1 ratio.
Good
luck.
That ain't real.
Good luck. Go ahead. I'm gonna do this other one then. I'm like, nah, yeah, I hear. Yeah, that's true. That's a fact. I heard 50 Cent say that.
Yeah, well, he's, oh, I ain't hear 50.
Yeah. The attention that just a regular badass woman will get is the attention of a man that has a lot of money.
And now this shit. That's why
you see dudes always popping bottles in the club.
Yeah,
popping bottles and motherfuckers living check to check.
Yeah.
They pop the bottle so they can get attention to show women that they have a little money.
And I see
because that gives them, like you said, that interesting mechanism where they could do something more for them.
Yeah, no, you pop a bottle. It's a status symbol. Yeah, they got money. Yeah. And I seen it on what? You been out with a nigga who will pop a bottle. Well, literally, will sit there and pop a bottle, and then next thing you know, like, oh man, I got to borrow some money to pay. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you got to borrow money, my nigga. You just pop a whole fucking bottle. You know what I'm saying? You just pop a whole bottle, now you got to
That's bottle. Why I feel like, bro, we need to bring, men need to start having more
bro,
values about themselves, bro.
But how we was, though, in the club. We never the bottle. We almost got faded into that shit, the pop a bottle.
The most I ever spent on a bottle at a place was maybe $50. When you get to going up to this $150 and $200 for something that I could get.
Remember,
for 20%?
Hey, no,
of what you charging me?
Me and you, our club hopping day was the same. We both started hopping clubs the same motherfucking time.
Yeah.
Me and you, we're the first time. Shit, that could have been the bronze. That could have been bronze stuff. But like,
remember, texture.
No, it wasn't texture, bro. It was a bar. Steve-O, like, yeah, but I'm talking about me and you, we were 21, like, actually 21. But I was
convinced. Brain.
Yeah. No,
Rain.
No,
Rain. Remember no. Rain?
Yeah, I remember.
We used to have to wear like the little dress shoes and
that. Yeah. I mean, Rain. But like, I remember a bar me and you went to. It was on Water Street, right? Like a couple. It was a block from 618 and shit.
Oh, upstairs.
Was that it? And then we went there, and then you like, oh, man, they gonna pop a bottle. Like, yeah, it was empty. Like pop a bottle. Like, and they told us the price. Me and you look at each other. Nah. We look at each other like, hell no.
I have about 8 bottles of that at the liquor store.
I was just like, what? Like, hold on, what? Nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. We never been a bottle popper ass nigga, dog. We never trying to pay $50.
I'll just give me a couple of drinks. I don't need no motherfucking bottle. Like, I ain't talking about why do I gotta prove to a woman that I'm successful?
Yeah.
For me to, you know what I mean?
Exactly, no, dog. No. You know what I'm saying? If I, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't,
you know what? In real talk, I don't want them type of women.
Exactly.
I don't want no type of woman that I gotta pop a bottle for you to show interest in me. I don't want that type of woman.
I don't want that woman.
I want to. That means you looking at me as a come up.
And not for you to come up on.
I'm looking for a woman. Order. I'm looking for a woman that we could build together.
Yes.
Build it, then you climb on top. No, I'm looking for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them type of women, you attract, you know what I'm saying? The type of energy that you put out. So if you put that type of energy out trying to pop balls and all that, and you want women, you pop them out because you want the attention from the women, then you're going to get them type of women that only want you because you pop that bottle. Nah, I'm cool on that.
I'm cool on that too, dog.
Yeah. So this was a good episode, man. What's the closing remarks about it? So how you feel about it?
To feel, you know what I'm saying? All right, I get her. I understand to feel desire, you know what I'm saying? To feel so like, you know what I'm saying? To somebody to desire you. I feel like, I understand what you want outside attention. I understand that, you know what I'm saying? I do understand that. But I feel like if you marry, you got the dude who get all the desire and he come and turn it up with you, I feel like that's all you need.
Yeah, but that's not enough attention.
Well, like, what attention could you need? I don't get it, though. Because a lot of,
she want all the attention. And like R. Kelly her. Said, he said he like all women.
Yeah.
She want all the attention.
That's too broad. Like, I just saying, like, if this man, I feel like.
But Steph Curry is getting attention, too. Yeah. But what he's supposed to do, it ain't his.
No.
Well, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, oh, yeah. Dudes, yeah, come give my wife some attention. What?
He a fucking superstar. But, like, that superstar shedding all these girls down and getting you the attention, that shit lets you know, like, man, fuck you, bitch. Y'all could drool over to my man all you want to. But when he turn up, he coming to me. And that should be enough.
Just look at it like this, bro. When you turn, because looks fade.
Yeah.
It's a fact. When you get older, looks fade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not something that gets, you don't look better as you get older sometimes.
That's true.
In some cases, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, true. What about a couple that's married and that's like in their 60s? Is the woman insecure because she's not getting outside male attention?
It's weird.
I'm just saying. Well, like, you can't base it off of that. Like, you have to be secure in who you are. You got to know who you are.
You know you're breathing for inside.
You know what I'm saying? So, I just feel like
she said
it's a little weird. It is a little weird. I feel like she just need a little help about something.
But, like,
I feel like she'd be all right.
But, like, at the end of the day, though, she
like, I don't agree with what she said.
No. But, yeah,
I hear what she said.
She's like, Stephen Curry, marry her. You know what I'm saying? And Stephen Curry, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really want to think about it.
He could have pulled a Russell Wilson.
Yes, he could have.
You remember what he did?
Yeah.
With his first wife, right?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He left her ass.
Yeah, before when?
Oh, did he left her before the draft?
No, before that contract. Remember, he was on a rookie contract.
For real? Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And he knew he was about to get that back.
Oh.
Remember when Kaepernick got his deal?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson was about to get his deal. He cut ties with her. Then he got that big deal. Then he got Sierra.
No matter. It's a lot of. See, that's the point where she's talking this shit. It's a lot of motherfucking celebrity. Like, shit, we be talking about Dwayne Wade and Gary Unit, right? What the fuck he did? Look what he did. He had a whole wife and kids and everything.
No, but I heard his wife wasn't. She was bad though, bro. She had like a drug addiction. She wasn't good for the kids. He got full custody.
Yeah,
no. That's the situation different.
Yeah, that's the situation different. You're right. But like,
that's the situation different.
But like, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't there at first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing that draft. I remember seeing her everything. You know what I'm saying? I remember her, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was trying to do clubs and all that shit before that. I don't know what the hell.
I'm just saying, it's like Steph Curry, he's a good dude. Now, I don't know if he 10 toes down.
I, I, If I don't hear nothing about it, he tends to throw it down.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I ain't assuming a man not to throw it down
because like a woman would never assume another woman not 10 toes. So like if it ain't no support about it, he 10 toes to me.
Okay.
You feel me?
I'm just being honest.
I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying, but like we need some more male. You know what I'm saying? Support.
I'm just saying, it has to be something behind. It got to be some layers behind this stuff.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so dude, like, I feel like as a dude, sometimes we do need attention too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you feel like you need attention?
Nah, not really.
I was saying, I don't feel like I need attention.
Nah, not really. Nah,
do you want to, you know what I'm saying? When I get dressed, I get fly. I'm not expecting. I ain't doing it for other women to give. I'm doing it for my lady to give me a compliment, like so we could look good together. And when she get dressed, you know what I'm saying. But Aisha Curry, she wants a compliment from other people too.
But see, the point is though, if I get dressed, I feel fly, right?
But she not just talking about she's just talking regular shit too.
Yeah, but like, if I get fly, you know what I'm saying. Even if you as my nigga, dog. If I got some shoes, I got a nice combination, like, and you like, hey, that's a nice outfit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel good. You say it. It not have to be the opposite of sex who said it to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you and my guys, like, oh, yeah, that's a nice outfit you put together. I'm like, yeah, all right, bro, yeah. I'm like, if I go to anywhere, somebody like, damn, I like those shoes. Yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel good. Like, it don't have to be a female attention to say that shit. Like,
for Aisha Curry, it does. It has to be the opposite sex.
See,
because women compliment each other all the time. Yeah, in a heartbeat.
That's the point. And that's the fucking problem that people don't understand. Like,
how's that a problem though? I don't know if that's a problem. I think that's good. They support one another.
No. That she wants for other men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know. You know what I'm saying?
I see what she's talking about, though.
Hey, bro. You know, what I'm saying?
But
like,
if you didn't still have it, you wouldn't have a husband.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got the nigga that you complain that's so popular, they got so many girl animals.
All these options.
Yeah. And he's still with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, he was one of the most famous two basketball players now.
If she fell off the map, if she was... 1,000 pounds or something ridiculous. Come on now, like Steph Curry ain't gonna stick around for that.
Dog, he's the most famous motherfucker. He the one of the most famous motherfucker basketball player in the NBA now. The most recognizable.
No, LeBron James.
I said one up, bro. I ain't say the
that's
D.
True, that's true.
Okay. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Nobody even know who Savannah is.
That's because LeBron, because she low key though. She is. Ain't nothing wrong with that though.
I would like that.
Come on now.
I like the Savannah James combination.
I like the James family. The James family is good. I like the James family. That's a fact. But we're going to go ahead and sign it on off, end it off. Another episode down. We're going to call this marriage attention versus single attention. Yeah. Something like that. We'll name it though.
Hey, well, we had to give y'all an hour, though. We got you a couple 30 minutes. We've been gone for a while, dog. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? We gonna try to get this shit regular.
Yeah, we back. We good. Yeah, we good. So, all right, world. Have a good, blessed, carefree, stress-free weekend. And we're going to get at y'all next time. Signing out.
Yep.
Shouts to Ricky Guitar. Love me the same. Just want things to be real. These are all the things I need for you to be real.
behavior.